welcome to another Fun Facts Friday. 2 weeks ago, we were in here talking about Jackson Hole, and we kept wishing that we had Wilson Farrell here. And then we heard from Rusty DePass, who had some comments to make. So last week, we dragged him in front of the camera to make sure that we got everything he knew about Jackson Hole. So now we have Wilson Farrell himself.
Who knows everything.
Who knows everything. About anything. And I'm so relieved because we clearly don't.
We made a lot up about this window.
I know it.
So, and you'll never know the things we said.
I know, because we're refilming it, and we're not going to show that one.
So the first question, Wilson, is what is this scene depicting in the stained glass?
I thought it was depicting suffer the little children to come unto me.
Yes, that's what I always thought.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
nice.
Who commissioned it?
Nice play.
Don't know. That it was built when the building was first built in the 20s and covered, as Rusty said, with plywood. And it was a Sunday school class. I taught a Sunday school class right up on that, right where that window was, but you didn't see it. The window below was always there, always visible, these windows below in the parlor.
And did they cover it, you know, for theological reasons or just for utilitarian?
Utilitarian reasons, I suppose.
So they didn't care about Jesus being in a stained glass window in the 1920s?
Obviously not. But they didn't care neither to cover it up with plywood.
I think there's more theological implication to the latter than the former.
All right, so this was covered up, and the only way you could see it was by standing on Marion Street.
And, of course, there was no light coming from this side, so you didn't see anything.
Right. And then, but the downstairs, that part was visible, and this was a room, the parlor, and I don't know where the wall was, but it was a very useful room for introducing new members, and Rusty said the Boy Scouts.
Whose idea was it to do this? How do you describe this ceiling?
Well, the curved ceiling was, there was a curved ceiling here when the building was built, and it was taken out in the early 1960s in order to get the second floor usable. But we recreated it and rebuilt it.
The curved arches make it look as if there's depth.
Well, it does, the arches are below that, below the surface of the ceiling that's not painted on, and that's Henry Boykin's design.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. And Henry designed the column caps and all. Inside these columns are a steel column. That's a covering that you see there.
All right, so
those windows, excuse me, David, those windows were not there. We had those windows built at the same time we had the windows built that went into the Lafitte parlor over on the other side. They were just clear glass at one time because it was...
It looks good.
Talking 1960...
61, it was covered or so.
You were a mere graduate from college.
Right that year.
This was your first project?
No. No, I didn't have anything to do with this in 61.
All right, so before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about the stained glass image. There's a pool in the background. There's a bunch of little children. There's a few women and Jesus. Can you add to that?
Well, you know, I really do think it's about that passage, suffer the little children to come unto me. And the gospel describes mothers bringing their infant children, and Luke uses the Greek word for infants that would still be breastfeeding. I mean, little infants, and not just toddlers. And then the disciples got all uppity about it and said, you know, send them away. And Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And I suspect that perhaps back in the day, this was a Sunday school facility where children might gather, and therefore there would be the apt stained glass to put in this building. It's a shame that for decades it wasn't seen.
It's beautiful.
It would cost a lot of money today to build from scratch a stained glass window of that size.
Yes.
I mean, lots of money.
As I recall, just the piece of taking it out, rebuilding it, and putting it all back in was $20,000 to $30,000 just to take it out. All the woodwork that you see on the top is all brand new, or was brand new in 2001. It was redone. It was all rotted out and so forth. You can't put a stained glass window like that in and hide it because it deteriorates badly pretty quickly.
Wilson, thanks for coming. I will get you back again because your fingerprints are all over this campus. You've done this church.
Very good.
I'm proud by some of the things that you've designed.
It's been an honor to be part of it.
And it's good to see you back.
Thank you, Wilson.
And give our regards to your bride.
I will do so.
Is she still painting?
Less and less.
Okay. Well, she's a fabulous painter. Well, we'll be back next Friday for another Fun Facts Friday. See you then.